Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, July the 6th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Biden will visit Cleveland to announce final American Rescue Plan fix for troubled multi-employer pension plans. It's difficult to imagine the United States government suing a state over its desire to uphold voter integrity, but that is precisely what is happening. The Highland Park mass shooting, the fault of Americans being slaves to the Constitution, written more than 230 years ago by a tiny group of white slave-owning men. You knew that perspective had to be voiced, and loudly. And beware of the giant snail. Biden will visit Cleveland to announce final American Rescue Plan fix for troubled multi-employer pension plans. Our political affairs correspondent, Magdalene Rose, reports.
Joe Biden will visit Max S. Hayes High School in Cleveland on Wednesday afternoon to reveal the final details of an American Rescue Plan fix for multi-employer pension plans that will help roughly 2 million workers and retirees avoid benefit cuts as steep as 70%. Joe Biden ran on a platform of being the blue-collar worker's best friend, being the blue-collar worker's champion in Washington, and so far, not only has that not been the case, but it seems Biden has taken action after action that is the antithesis of what blue-collar workers needed and wanted and thought they voted for when they voted for Joe Biden. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
It's difficult to imagine the United States government suing a state over its desire to uphold voter integrity, but that is precisely what is happening. The Justice Department is suing Arizona over a law that's slated to take effect next year that would require voters to provide proof of American citizenship to cast ballots in federal elections. In a court complaint filed Tuesday, the DOJ alleged House Bill 2492 violates the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 and the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The law is slated to take effect January 1st, 2023. The complaint alleges the law would throw thousands of voters off the rolls. The Highland Park mass shooting is the fault of Americans being slaves to the Constitution, written more than 230 years ago by a tiny group of white slave-owning men. Georgetown University law professor Rosa Brooks said Tuesday, at a 4th of July parade in Illinois, an armed gunman shot and killed at least seven people, wounding dozens more. That suspect is now in police custody, though authorities have not yet disclosed a motive. MSNBC The Readout host Joy Reid spoke with a panel who mourned the lives, but of course called for stricter gun control legislation as a result. Our quote of the day, do not doubt, do not hesitate, never despair of the mercy of God. Hope and have confidence in confession. Saint Isidore of Seville. And coming up, our saint of the day, one of the largest crowds ever assembled for a canonization, symbolized the reaction of millions touched by the simple story and short life of this saint. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
There are many fans of Mike Church's Road to Independence, the radio drama, now celebrating its 15th anniversary. Now you can celebrate this historic work, too. While supplies last, we are giving away two CD sets of the RTI feature with all purchases in the Founders Trading Post. Browse our hand-picked selections of gourmet coffees, books, flags, Fellowship of the Klan's Congress videos, Mike's barbecue rubs, and much, much more at mikechurch.com/shop. Every order gets a free Road to Independence 2 CD set in the original collector's case. But you need to act now because supplies are limited. To take advantage of this incredible offer, go to mikechurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is Saint Maria Goretti. One of the largest crowds ever assembled for canonization, 250,000, symbolized the reaction of millions touched by the simple story of Maria. She was the daughter of a poor Italian tenant farmer, had no chance to go to school, and never learned to read or write. When she made her first communion not long before her death, she was one of the larger and somewhat backward members of class. Apparently, she was about 12 years old, but very mature, and sitting at the top of her house stairs, mending a shirt, when the neighbor showed up, an 18-year-old Alessandro, who ran up the stairs and seized her, pulling her into a bedroom. She struggled and tried to call for help. "No, God does not wish it," she cried out. "It is a sin. You would go to hell for it." Alessandro began striking at her blindly with a long dagger. Maria was taken to a hospital, and her last hours were marked by the usual simple compassion of the good, concern about where her mother would sleep, forgiveness of her murderer, and as it turned out, she had been in fear of him but didn't say anything lest she cause trouble to his family, and her devout welcoming of her last Holy Communion. She died about 24 hours after the attack. Alessandro, meanwhile, was sentenced to 30 years in prison, and for a long time he was unrepentant. But one night he had a dream or vision of Maria gathering flowers and offering them to him, and his life changed. When he was released after 27 years, his first act was to beg the forgiveness of Maria's mother. Devotion to the young martyr grew, meanwhile, and miracles were worked, and in less than half a century, she was canonized. After her beatification in 1947, her 82-year-old mother, two sisters, and her brother appeared with Pope Pius XII on the balcony of St. Peter's. 3 years later, at Maria's canonization, a 66-year-old Alessandro Serinelli knelt among the 250,000 people and cried tears of joy. The Pelosis spent the 4th in Italy a little more than a month after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was busted for a DUI in California, leaving him facing jail time. The multimillionaire couple was spotted at a ritzy resort on the Italian seaside owned by legendary tenor Andrea Bocelli. The New York Post exclusively obtained photos of the couple hanging out with Bocelli and his wife and others at the beach club. The California Democrat was also pictured in animated conversation with a group, including Bocelli and his wife, inside one of the sumptuously outfitted tents on the beach. Reports from insiders say most patrons didn't recognize Pelosi and kept asking the lifeguards who she was. The resort is so exclusive that rates for personal cabins are only available by emailed request. It's nestled between the beach and the mountains in Forte dei Marmi, about 60 miles west of Florence. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.